you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
You've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose, but I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather. He had to call in sick, so he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck. Leroy said, hey, I'm on my way, and he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to the North Pole, all the reindeer snickered and laughed. They'd never seen a deer in overalls and a John Deere tractor hat. But Santa stepped in and said, just calm down, 'cause we've all got a job to do. And like it or not, Leroy's in charge and he's gonna be leading you. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, hooked to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. We're just a down home party animal, two-stepping across the sky. He mixed jingle bells with a rebel yell and made history that night. Before that night was over, Leroy had changed their tune. He had them scooting a hoof on every single
room. Ho, 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 everybody. It's Crab Diving Christmas. Merry Christmas. That was Leroy, the redneck reindeer. A little redneckery for y'all here on Christmas. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Happy sparkle season.
Happy sparkle
y'all.
Season. We're back from, Christmas festivities. Hanging around, thought, let's do a fucking show.
This is our network.
There's
we
people
can do
out there who
whatever the fuck we want. Yeah. We run this like, what's that movie? The Interview. Who's the main character of The Interview? Kim Jong-un?
He's the target, yeah, but I think it's Seth Rogen.
We run this bitch like North Korea.
And James Flacco. Did you see that James Franco thanked President Obaco for?
Oh, that's funny.
For helping get the movie into the theaters. I guess it's today, right? It's today.
Yes.
The worldwide release of the. I haven't really checked the news. We just got back a while ago from festivities, but
from building Legos.
Building fucking. Legos.
I have a lot of questions about the Lego industry. Also, I want to know.
I think the Danish really hate us.
Why?
Aren't they a Danish company?
I assumed Legos came from some evil part of fucking some horrible sweatshop in Thailand.
Well, that's where they're made now.
3-year-old kids.
Right. That's where they're manufactured now. But I think the originally Danish invention or something like that.
We were putting together these things and
they're evil.
For this kid. And, and Legos are fun and stuff. But I guess they were. What was meant to be built from this Lego package was too complicated for this kid to make himself, which to that I say, isn't a kid maybe your own age making these for you in Thailand right now or Bangladesh?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Interesting. The last hands that touched that before it got shrink wrapped were probably younger.
5 year olds.
Younger
or
than
a robot.
Kids. Right.
You're not valued in the third world as a laborer unless you're a robot or a kid.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I wonder where Legos are manufactured.
And that's where they want to go here.
What?
That's where they want. They want to get rid of unions. They want to get rid of minimum wage.
Yes.
They want to turn everybody into
Merry Christmas
ultra low wage slave bots.
Here's some toys made by child labor from another part of the country. Here you go, white people. Have fun with this shit.
Yeah. Tweet us during the show if you like.
Oh yes.
323
Tweet us.
601-5427. No, that's the
But tweet us at Crab Diving.
Tweet us at Crab Diving.
Give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call also on the phone machine. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS. You can also Skype us. Crab Diving.
Oh, shit.
Is just our name on Skype if you're just hooking
Skype
up. Skype
is up.
Skype is up and running.
Right.
Hope everyone's having a great sparkle season.
Shit.
If you're into the Christmas thing, I hope your Christmas went well. You didn't kill your family members. You had some nice marijuana cookies or something if you're so inclined before you headed over to the family Christmas.
Yeah.
And
I hope you got what you wanted.
Yeah,
and if you didn't, I hope you had a chance to air your grievances. Oh, wait.
Right.
That's not Christmas. That's Festivus.
That's Festivus. But it's also Christmas in many, many houses. The grievances kind of naturally air themselves sometimes.
Especially when you see somebody you haven't seen for a while. And that last time you saw them, you got that one thing. Maybe they owe you $10 from the bar or, you know.
Did you guys ever have any good, nice, dramatic Christmases? Absolutely.
Not really.
Definitely did. Yeah.
Not really.
I had that
kind
of family, though.
I mean, I was lucky, maybe, in the fact that if there were, as a child, I was shielded from that.
Right.
So the innocence of my childhood was preserved.
Oh, I see.
So I didn't see any good fights.
I was forever tainted and jaded
really?
And destroyed. Explains a lot.
Yeah.
Actually, I loved Christmas. It was really, it was, Christmas in my house was sometimes dramatic, but.
How so?
Reason,
what do you mean dramatic?
For some reason in my house, there was always, fights. But for some reason in my house.
Over what,
they
though?
Were always kind of funny.
But
I mean,
it's
they
Christmas.
Always, on some level, were, I'll give my family this, just dark humor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, well, you remember my mom.
Oh, yeah. Your mom was funny.
and so. Frequently,
you didn't want to be on the wrong end of the joke, though.
Shortly after, usually it was only one family member per celebration that would go home angry.
Yeah,
early. So we usually we had a good track record.
Only one person leaves in a huff as they're packing up their left. That's the worst, right? Somebody says something shitty at Christmas, you're like, all right, I'm out of here. Let me pack up some leftovers.
If it got that far, yeah, right, yeah.
Would they still get leftovers if they left in a huff?
If we had eaten, if they hadn't left before we even got to dinner.
What about that one time where the guy didn't want to eat ham or something?
It was a relative brought a friend, and the friend was being a pain in the ass a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was of Jewish background.
Oh, yeah. So he didn't want to eat the ham.
No, he fully ate the ham, but
oh, okay.
My mom was like... What the hell are you eating ham for?
No, oh, I see.
She's like, you're happy enough to come here and eat my ham, but you're complaining about it. I don't remember what that was.
Well, you don't remember
that
the exact
fight? That might have been
fight?
The year he left in a huff. That might have been his year for leaving angry.
But was it the parting blow, like something like, sit there and eat your ham, or?
Oh, they're all bleeding together.
Oh, God.
They're all bleeding together.
Someone needs to go in there and resurrect that
My grandmother
memory.
Left one time, I can remember.
Your what?
My grandmother.
Why? It's Christmas.
No, it wasn't Christmas. It was a, this was like a, I think it was a birthday or
oh, okay.
like
sure.
my dad's what? Birthday.
A party. Celebration.
Oh, man. It
ended
was very
in,
much
ended
fun.
Ended in tears.
Yeah. My mom dumped my dad's birthday cake in his lap one year.
Oh, yeah. Is that?
Because he was being kind of a dick. I mean, he
oh,
was
really?
Being all grouchy and stuff. And she said, happy birthday, you son of a bitch. And she dumped his cake out right into his lap.
And then what did she do?
We all laughed.
And then what happened? No cake.
He left.
No cake?
Oh, they had they had backup cake or something.
Oh, they had a, because that happens
it was
sometimes.
My family. Then my mom.
It's an Irish family. Oh, there's always a backup cake.
My mom built the Serbs too. My mom was Serbian, but they make backup food. The backup food.
Can I ask a serious question? Is that why they make backup food? Because there could be fights where food is launched?
When somebody's going to bleed in the, mashed potatoes, you better make a second batch.
Somebody. All right. Somebody got stabbed in the kitchen. Potato salad.
I mean, I make it sound probably... Well, no, now that I think back, I'm thinking it was more dramatic than it was, but no, I'm probably downplaying it. There were some fun Christmases, you know. There's a lot of passionate... Passionate Serbs and passionate Irish people mixed together, throwing some alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
And woohoo! Then it turns into a fun
Happy birthday,
Christmas.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
The whole cake in his lap, huh?
But then it lightened up the mood. He really was angry. I don't remember.
It was a bad mood.
I remember I was only like six or something.
Jeez,
like
who
that.
Knows why? Didn't he work like three jobs? Your dad.
Oh God.
Yeah, let him be in a bad mood on his birthday for God's sake.
He worked his ass off.
Like a good reason to be.
So some fun dramatic Christmases, but I really do look upon them fondly.
Fondly,
I mean,
right?
I do. I don't feel traumatized by them or fucked up by them. I'm sure I am. I'm sure.
Yeah, who's not fucked
whatever
up?
Whatever issues I have can go back to all that. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's my engrams haven't been.
Your what?
Isn't that Scientology? My engrams haven't been cleansed. No.
John Travolta's like, pull my finger.
Cleared. That's what they call it.
Let me test your engrams.
Right? They clear you?
Oh, you're cleared.
Isn't John Travolta?
He's cleared. He's cleared to give Xenu shit tons of money.
But Tom Cruise is definitely.
He's clear.
Clear, motherfucker.
He's very clear.
He's really clear.
Clear as a motherfucker.
What do Scientologists do for Christmas?
They sit around and I think they contact Orson.
Do they? Or is it Bork?
Name it. Oh, okay, good. You know it.
This is Orson.
Yeah, yeah. Give us a call, 323-601-LIBS. Name the late star of the Mork and Mindy show.
Recently late. I guess.
Give us a call. If you can name him.
If you can name him. If you got any funny Christmas stories.
Pam Dauber.
From any of your families. Give us a call.
Or some bad shit went down today. Call us. Right. Or if it's good and fresh. Oh, I love that.
If it's good and fresh. If there's a fight going on now, call us.
Call us. Put it on speaker.
Put it on speaker. We'd be happy to broadcast that shit.
What do you think they're doing at the... I'm just trying to think of some of the lunatics. What do you think the Glenn Beck household does? Do you think they get his face mixed up with the ham that they carve?
You're right.
Do you think they're ever carving the honey-baked ham? They're like, God. Oh, honey, that's Glenn's face.
You know there's a huge celebration going
on.
Big
spread in Texas.
At Beck Central, at Beckistan.
A pig roast.
Glenn Beckistan. You think he's probably, I don't know, in Texas, a big...
You think he's a vegetarian?
I think he's probably doing the, a Christmas goose or a turkey.
Oh, yes.
You know, very traditional, very American. You don't want to fuck around with Christmas tradition.
Goose. He's in a suit. He's sharpening the knives.
Right.
He probably cuts the head off in front of his children just to make them realize, like, I want you to know where this came from.
How many speeches of Glenn's do you have to listen to at...
Do you
Glenn
think
Beck
he's different off the air because he's like he saves it for the show?
You mean he's like really quiet and demure off the
reserved.
Air?
Reserved. No. I don't think so.
I think he's batshit crazy
on the
Glenn
air. I think Glenn Beck is probably the only way to turn off Glenn Beck is to turn off that pulse.
Yeah. You can't tell me that Glenn Beck is actually on.
Right now?
I just went to theblaze.com.
Can we listen in? Or is that too hard technically? I don't know how to do it.
You know what? I don't know if I can. Well, okay, hold on a second. Let me see what's going on here.
Really by the way, a bit of baseball.
No, we can't. You got to pay.
Oh, fuck you.
Trial
Glenn.
Access $1.
God.
Or $9.95.
Can we
a month.
Do that?
What?
Can we do that? How much is it a month?
$10 a month. Try to start for Glenn Beck. Oh, this is a rerun. They have a little teaser of what's live on Blaze TV right now, and it's Glenn Beck going through his list of
tease
of something on his blackboard. Ted Cruz. It's a list of politicians
that he wants
that
to blow.
He's pointing through.
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Ted Cruz.
Sucky.
But Saul Alinsky?
Who's that?
Isn't Saul Alinsky the one that...
is in Godfather.
That they... No, that,
I don't know who the fuck that is.
He was that... he Saul. Was kind of like an anarchist kind of a dude that wrote about tactics of how to disrupt politics and stuff. And he says that the Democrats have adopted that, like, Saul Alinsky kind of...
It's Democrats are anarchists.
He's really on the right. He's Pagan Saul Alinsky freaks. Is one of those... Benghazi words.
Oh, is he? Oh, you well, know. Good for him. Saul Alinsky. Says Saul Alinsky, Tom Cruise. I mean, Ted Cruz.
Under religious figures, he has Pope Francis, and then he has, oh, wait a second. Clive and Bundy.
As a religious.
Newsmakers.
Dude. Oh, my
Clive
God.
And Bundy and Robin Williams. Religious figures, Pope Francis, Franklin, and Billy Graham are listed. I don't know what Glenn's
is he doing. He's doing a year roundup. That's yeah. what we got to do, by the way.
Well, we still have time.
Oh, by the way.
I think Glenn might be off. I think he's on vacation. I remember him saying in one of our clips that we played. Go to crabdiving.com for previous episodes of this great show. You can also go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. We're there. And listen to the other great stuff that's here on the network this Christmas. We are grateful for all the talent and all the work that everybody Duncan. Puts in.
Oh, yes. We love the hosts of all our other shows. Oh, yeah. Great programming.
The Cantilinguists, the Hollywood Hick. The Daily Upper Decker, Morning Wood.
The wood is good.
More to come soon.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you if you're tuning in. If you're listening to us on this Christmas day or this Sparkle Season day.
Sparkle Season.
We're not allowed to say Christmas.
Go fuck yourself.
Or we can say whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, you can say whatever. I mean, I'd rather you not say Christmas. It offends my non-beliefs.
It offends Please. My non-beliefs.
I'm sitting here trying not to be plussed by anything.
You couldn't care less.
You don't know.
But don't forget.
Do you ever feel like Christmas has been hijacked?
Hey, where's Christian? How's he doing? Is he okay?
Oh, he's fine, really. He's just not into Christmas this year, that's all.
By all the commercialism and those who want to replace Merry Christmas with Happy Holidays or Season's Greetings, whatever that means.
What do you mean, whatever that means?
Whatever that means.
What does seasons... It means...
Just try not to offend people that are Buddhists or whatever, who, you know, I don't know, dickhead.
Season's greetings. You open up the spice cabinet and say hello.
Season's greetings. I know what that means.
I mean, what the fuck
How did he turn out to be such a simpleton? You would think, oh, God, I don't want to go through this again.
Yeah, Kirk Cameron story, yeah.
He started out as a big old fucking star on television and turned into a simpleton on YouTube, which is kind of like what we are, kind of, but...
We're simpletons on YouTube and on the internet radio.
Oh, that's true.
And we have on Stitcher.
But we worked hard to get to where we are. Yeah. This level of simpleton is not easily acquired.
Right. It's difficult to maintain.
A high level of dipshittedness.
Dipshittitude?
Yes.
Fortunately, not a lot of news going on.
No, it's Christmas.
It's a little quiet for Christmas, which is a you know, kind of a good thing.
ICE is quiet, not doing anything.
Horrible, shitty news.
Now at ICE, is holding. They don't allow you to say Merry Christmas. You have to say Happy Holidays there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Do the Muslims celebrate anything at this of the year? I don't know. This is my ignorance of...
I don't know.
I know they have their, like Eid...
Oh, the Eid?
Eid. And they have Ramadan.
Right.
Ramalama Ding Dong. But I don't know if they have specifically anything at this time of the year. So maybe...
Merry Eid.
You know, the Starbucks that was open this morning, maybe that was a Muslim person working there, or possibly...
Oh, definitely not a Muslim
one of our
person.
Jewish friends, or...
Because would a Muslim person be able to drink a lot of the stuff at
the
start?
Well, they can make it. They don't have to...
But they...
I don't think they make Starbucks with pork.
But they're not allowed to eat chocolate. Or is that the Mormons? You know, the Mormons can't have chocolate or caffeine.
Come on.
No, look it up.
Really?
I swear to Christ. Here.
I'm sure I think that's true with the Jehovah's Witnesses, too, right? Maybe?
I don't know.
I know they don't celebrate. Well, the Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate shit, right? They're not. They don't celebrate anything. Because I worked with one of my day jobs. I worked with my cube right next door to me was she was a Jehovah's Witness, really nice lady, really very pleasant. But every time, even if somebody just was passing out cake for their birthday, or definitely during any Christmas celebration or Thanksgiving or whatever they would have for the department, she would sit in her cube and refuse to participate.
Wow, what a dick!
And even if people would bring her food. Sometimes she would refuse. Sometimes she would take it.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes she would like be like, oh, no, you know.
I don't have that kind of discipline to give it up for a sky god and say no. Listen, okay. The last word.
What is this?
This is off of the website, www.dummies.com. What's not on the menu for Mormons? This is awesome.
Do Mormons celebrate Christmas? I would think so. Aren't they kind of Jesus-y?
Oh, right. Definitely. They celebrate Christmas. I don't know how the guy with the rocks and the hat, what's his name, who found the golden
underwear,
plates.
Christmas underwear? Can you change your color of the underwear for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. You're allowed to open the front
You
flap.
Get one with a flap one night a year.
Yes.
Great.
You definitely not okay for Mormons. Alcohol, including wine and beer. God.
Do they have sex
Jesus
through
Christ.
The magic underwear? Is that how the sperm gets
the
filtered?
Fuck would... Yeah. Yeah.
Is that
right
how they filter
it.
Out the non... the non
they wring it
sperm?
Out at the end of the night.
Right.
Get pregnant. You can't have black tea, green tea, or other caffeinated teas. Coffee and recipes that use it, which may even include desserts such as tiramisu...
I love tiramisu.
No, it's a bummer. Iced coffee and iced caffeinated tea, not okay. Illegal drugs, recreational drugs, illicit prescription medications, tobacco, not okay. Oh, and caffeinated soft drinks. That is a subject of endless debate.
How's meth?
Meth is definitely not okay.
Is
because
it on the list?
It's illicit. No, it's an illegal drug.
Oh, I see.
What is okay? Here's what they
can't. Well, what if marijuana gets legalized?
Listen to this shit.
Does that, because it won't fall under illegal drug anymore or illicit?
I guess
drug.
You're right. Per this, per dummies.com.
So that means that means God changed his mind.
Yeah. That's
right?
True. I agree with you. God is dynamic. He's
hip.
His ideas are fluid.
He is.
He's full of fluid. Coffee, tea, and alcohol were among the list of provisions that the church recommended for the westward trek in 1846, but they don't allow it. That's so weird. Brigham Young chewed tobacco for most of his adult life. God.
Between wives?
Yeah.
Or as he was passing his wives around, I mean.
What would you rather do? Would you rather have multiple sexual partners, or would you rather have access to alcohol and drugs?
Well, at the same time.
I think I need the drugs and the alcohol. I mean, really. Yeah. I mean, we are talking about the Mormons. I mean, it's not like you're in a bevy of supermodels.
And even over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Iffy.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Live from the Crab Diving News Studios, Koreatown, Los Angeles, California. USA, Earth, Milky Way, universe.
Crab diving action news.
The headline on the Huffington Post, the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
I already said it once.
Did,
so
you,
I figured,
did we already say it?
I said effete.
Oh, there you go.
You already said it.
The Pope prays for peace.
Oh, okay.
That's a picture of Pope Francis doing some popity-dopity stuff.
Yay.
In his white outfit waving to the people. I have a hard time making fun of this Pope. I kind of like this Pope, even though I've escaped.
Right. Good for you.
From my 12 years of Catholicization.
He's drawing you back into the fold.
Well, I mean, no, not belief-wise, but that can't happen. But as far as having a better message, still, he needs to tell people that it's okay to put a rubber on your cock.
Sure.
Because... there's just, that's just egregious that with what's going on, especially in Africa,
right,
with the AIDS, that as huge as Catholicism is and as much as it's spreading, so is AIDS. And they could, among the heterosexual people there, just tell them to put a rubber on.
They could make a fucking difference, but you know.
Right.
Whatever.
That one might evolve. Yeah. That one is really weird for me because even the Protestants have evolved on that one, right? Like the biggest snake waving.
Oh,
Bible banger here in America will be okay with rubbers, right?
Yeah, but it's a tough one because, again, most of those Bible belters, they don't believe in premarital sex. And I think they sort of think sex is mainly a function of procreation just to
right.
create more people. Because I guess everyone still lives on farms. And you need lots of
well, that's true. The Duggars, those fucking Duggars, that woman with that
no, that's
Xerox machine of a vagina.
That is just disgusting.
Sorry, that was my phone.
That's okay. Did you get an important text?
It's a text from Tony.
Oh yeah, friend of the show.
Friend of the show
and a personal friend outside of the show.
Oh, I'll bet I know.
Is he shooting off fire? Tony lives on the south side of Chicago.
Tony does live on the south side of Chicago.
He shoots off lots of fireworks on the 4th of July, known for throwing great parties.
I told him to call the show, so he's probably got a celebration because he has, Tony's one of 8 kids.
Yeah.
So.
There's a ton of family.
Oh, God. I mean, and now there's great grandchildren maybe in the family. So it's like 4 generations.
Is Tony like the senior person in that family now? Does he kind of tell everybody what to do?
No, I think he's got kind of a I think Tony signs his texts, by the way.
Oh, really?
With his name.
Does he really?
Yeah, I think he
knows. But you know it's from him.
I think he needs to work on it. Yeah.
Tony, we know it's from you.
He just said, you won't believe who just requested to be my friend on Facebook.
Tony. Well, who? Find out who. I want to know.
I took a guess. I was right, which we're not going to get into. And I said the name, and he said, yep, Tony.
Now
he just said, man, did he get old.
Well, fuck off, you know. Here, we all get old.
Let's test Siri. You don't have to sign your text. No, I'm not going to shit on him. I'm not going to give him crap for it. Anyway, I was going to make fun of him for signing his text, but it's Christmas. Why make fun of him?
Yeah, wait till tomorrow.
I'm gonna tell him to call, though. Call. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, the popity-dopity. Somber, they said. A somber Pope Francis.
No, sad.
Steeped his Christmas message to the world Thursday in sadness for those with little cause for joy. Abused children, refugees, hostages, and others suffering from violence in the Middle East, Africa, Ukraine, elsewhere.
Well,
he said there are so many tears this Christmas. Talked about bomb attacks and things like that. May Christmas bring everyone hope. You know, that kind of thing.
Has he spoken out against our droning?
I don't know if he's officially. I think he's, you know, probably against it.
God, we got to stop that shit. Maybe that should be
against it.
That should be our New Year's resolution. I mean, we aren't droning, but maybe Obama.
I would hope. Well,
could look into it.
Yeah, I don't know about Hillary if she's next.
She'll drone the shit
The shit out of everything. So I think that. I don't think. That if Hillary gets in, that we'll probably stop the drones. I mean, I would hope we would, but man, they like that drone shit.
Yeah. I don't think Hillary will be gentler than Obama at all. I think anybody who had to stay married to Bill Clinton her whole life doesn't come out all nice and warm and fuzzy.
Right. I think she...
My husband got sucked off in the Oval Office by an intern.
And isn't that kind of how...
Who knows what else?
Isn't that kind of how Rand Paul is painting her too, as like a war hawk? Like he's Rand Paul again, you know.
Well, she voted for one.
The broken clock is right twice a day. Yes. Rand Paul, with his kind of war stance, that we don't need to be out policing the entire world, and maybe we don't need to spend these maybe $100 billion less a year, and we'd still be. By 5 times the biggest and baddest and nastiest military on the fucking planet. But you can't even tell them that if you can't, you know, the first thing they do is if they cut bullshit out of the defense budget, the GOP screams.
The industrial.
That, oh, Obama's weakening the nation.
Military complex.
Yeah. Oh, look at those F-35s. What is those stupid planes that we're spending... billions and billions on, and then they find out, it won't fly.
Right.
So let's put billions more in to fix it.
Oh,
it won't fly yet. Let's put billions more in.
I don't want to get on that plane. I don't want to get on that plane. But, you know, how is Hillary not a war hawk? I mean, what does she do? I mean, she voted for a war.
Well, a lot of them did.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, it's hard to make the case that she is not.
Obama didn't. Didn't he vote no?
He voted no.
For the Iraq War?
So it's hard to make a case that Hillary Clinton is not a war hawk.
Right.
I mean...
God, it just goes to show you, because I really think, you know, a lot of the people on the left are pissed off at Obama for not having done enough and for some of the shit that's been going on, like the NSA bullshit and the droning, etc. But you look back at his record, even as a senator and earlier, he really was the most terrifying progressive liberal to them on the right. And I guess it goes to show you that when you get to the big job, you can't get your way. I don't necessarily think he's changed. I think he's just done the best he can in the face.
It's weird to me, too, because it's like it seemed like when he got elected, he had a lot. I don't know. It seemed like when he got elected, how would he not get reelected? I mean, what if he came out on day one and said, hey, I want gay marriage. I believe in gay marriage. I support that. Mm-hmm. What if he came out a lot more progressive than he did? Why did he wait so long to get on the right side of certain issues?
Well, he was evolving on that one, allegedly. But so was the country.
But I'm just wondering, like, what the trade-off was, because he eventually came around, right? So why not start like that? What was he thinking? I mean, why? I'm just wondering, like, what the strategy was. Did he think if he came out so progressive and so left, he wouldn't get reelected to a second term? I mean, because who the fuck was going to beat him?
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, it's odd to me.
I think there's part of him that still thinks, maybe not. I was going to say that maybe still thinks that he could work with these people, but I can't imagine.
You can't. They're idiots.
I really can't imagine.
And if one of them ever gets elected, say he had a Tea Party freak out, do you think they're gonna do like Obama did and try to work with the other side? Fuck no. They're going to try to ram every stupid-ass agenda they can down your throat.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to say, it's my way or nothing. We're shutting down the government.
Look at what they've already been. The crazies on the right have been saying they want them to do starting in January. Well, let's impeach. Oh, awesome. We won the Senate. When are we going to impeach him?
You have a president that nobody ever talked about impeaching Bush. And while he was president, it was kind of discovered that he lied us into a fucking war. And no one talked about impeachment.
Oh, and we tortured people, by the way.
No one, yeah. And people want to impeach Obama because there of a comment he made about Benghazi, about it not being a terrorist attack or whatever he said. They're talking about syntax.
Benghazi?
Yeah. Stupid. Good.
So the Pope.
Anyway, Merry Christmas.
The Pope
Jesus.
The Pope giving his message of peace, and you know, the Pope moving in better direction. There's farther, I think, than you could do a lot more.
Holy shit, the Catholic Church, you're just a lumbering giant. I mean, oh, they're so progressive. What was it, just 1,000?
How scary is it that compared to these evangelicals here in America,
right,
that the Pope looks like a flaming liberal? Mm. I mean, you got people, politicians here who are allegedly Catholic,
right,
like Jindal, like the loathsome Santorum, even fucking Brownback. Did you know Brownback is Catholic? You would never.
Yeah. Oh,
I thought he was a snake waver.
I did, too. I thought he was a evangelical type.
But
he's a Looney Tunes.
Those guys are all just really, really hardcore Catholics.
Yeah.
And then when this Pope comes out saying that liberal shit about money, like, you know, the rich should pay their fair share, and income inequality is the biggest problem of our time right now. Then you got those guys all of a sudden are like, well, you know, the Pope is saying some great things, but so they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do, because suddenly someone is actually saying, well, you know, Jesus wouldn't have been Gordon Gekko.
Yeah. That's true.
From Wall Street. For those that don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Jesus might have also done a little better job of trying to protect the Jews during the Holocaust than the Catholic Church, too.
Right.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
The headline over at the Drudge is the it's a picture of the Pope holding the creepy baby Jesus statue, apparently, that maybe they were going to use
it
for
zombie baby Jesus.
It's not zombie baby Jesus. We got to find out if that had to be, or that has till tomorrow to be taken down. In Ohio, we're talking about, there's a story where a guy who runs a haunted house business had all these zombies and put up a nativity scene, and the baby Jesus is a little zombie and stuff, and all of a sudden the township that he's in has decided to enforce
these zoning laws about you can't have a display that takes up 35% of your front lawn, and you can't it can't be this far from the sidewalk, and this and this and this.
All of a sudden, everybody's an expert in fractions, by the way, 35% of your lawn.
Which never would have happened if he would have put up as large or larger of just a regular old nativity scene with Jesus and life-size camels and cows and shit.
Yeah.
But the headline over on the Drudge Report is "The World Needs Tenderness." It's a quote from the Pope. Also,
The
headline on the Drudge Report, the Pope. Look at the Pope making the liberals and the conservative headlines.
Is that sort of the tradition, I imagine, every Christmas is sort of throw the headline to the Pope?
Toss it to the Catholics, I guess you would, you know, the big guy.
Why not to the Rastafarians or the Pastafarians or the...
they're having more fun today.
The Ganeshis.
So that's what it was over in the Drudge Report. That also says there is a story also, which I heard about. It says Christmas bummer.
Bummer.
Some shitheads were saying that they were going to make Christmas miserable for people by taking down the PlayStation Network.
No, shit. That would piss people off, right?
Xbox Live.
Is that a big deal?
It's down. Online game networks, Xbox Live and PlayStation Network have been offline much of today.
I didn't even notice.
In an apparent DDoS attack.
DDoS, what does that mean?
Distributed denial of service.
Holy fuck.
It means they create little robots all over the internet that just send traffic. Blank traffic, raw traffic to a site and overwhelm it. So it's just
where does
zillions
the traffic
of hits
come
at once.
From? Though the robots just create the traffic on their own.
They probably create like a botnet of some sort, maybe, or I don't know exactly how it works.
Oh, okay.
But they get a bunch of slave computers all hit it at once, or I don't know.
I'm so glad all these fucking asshole rednecks and big thugs spent their whole high school career beating the fuck out of nerds,
a group
making them all mad. Now look what you created.
Yeah, a group called Lizard Squad.
What?
Which previously claimed credit for August attacks on the PlayStation Network and
Fuck.
World of Warcraft.
Everyone. Oh, shit. Not World of...
League
not,
of Legends.
Not WoW.
It says it's been a rough holiday season for Sony.
It's rough. Oh, yeah.
Oops.
I don't feel bad for them at all. They make so much money. Fuck them.
But think of how many... gamers out there got a brand new game for Christmas.
Oh, shit.
You can't fucking play it because
beat your kids, your wife, or your girlfriends, guys. It's just a fucking video game because it doesn't work.
Yeah, actually, I'm less worried about the kids. I'm more worried about the
parents.
The drunk guys with the...
Yeah.
My Xbox still ain't working.
Actually, I'm worried about the parents. Now the kids are like, I got to talk to Junior. He's not playing his fucking video game all day now.
We might have to spend time with our children.
I don't even remember his name.
Right.
He's not online, chat. Because Xbox and those PlayStation games, those are the ones where you get the headset and you can chat with whoever you're... You can,
sure.
Audible chat, like live chat.
Yeah, like Call of Duty, you can, chat with your squad and shit.
Oh, God.
While you're...
Why would you want your... You've got a kid, like, you're trying to protect them from internet predators. You're like, here's a headset. Talk to anybody who's playing this game that's so violent.
I don't know. Here's a story, an interesting story.
Yes.
I'm reading from rawstory.com, one of our favorite sources of comedy.
That's a great site.
Liberal material.
Love it.
Ayn Rand.
Oh, yes.
That hag, that sociopath. Who generations of sad, insecure little boys grew up to be sad, insecure big boys.
I got mine.
And turn into these libertarians created by her. I guess there's a story that there was... that the headline is, Ayn Rand...
Yes?
...helped the FBI investigate... whether It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, come on.
The movie with Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Donna Reed. But she helped investigate whether it was commie propaganda.
Oh, God.
But we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Remember, like, how do the lunatics of the right now watch this movie and not think Old Man Potter is the beleaguered hero of this, and that evil wins because that terrorist socialist George,
yeah,
vanquishes the benevolent job creator,
Mr. Potter. But right, doesn't George start a bank? What how does it? I don't know. I wish I understood the math behind it. He's able to guarantee everyone's house because they all put into like a collective.
Everybody collects money to save George and save.
And then they're Christmas. All able to save their fucking house. I don't understand it. Shit. 323-601-LIBS if you're a real estate type and can explain to us.
But
how that fucking works.
Apparently, the I don't know how they say Ayn Rand got involved.
That is insane.
But there's a story. We'd have to read it. It was Christmas, so I didn't read this shit.
No, that's so interesting.
How this happened. But there are memos going on. Here's one. Jimmy Stewart's George Bailey and his struggling savings and loan fight on behalf of the good people of Bedford Falls against the avarice and power of a banker and slumlord, Henry Potter.
Yeah, the savings and loan.
Played by Lionel Barrymore.
Yeah.
This is a memo. With regard to the picture, It's a Wonderful Life, so-and-so, name redacted, stated in substance that the film represented a rather obvious attempt to discredit bankers by casting Lionel Barrymore as a Scrooge type so that he would be the most hated man in the picture. This, according to these sources, is a common trick used by communists.
But didn't
this is an FBI memo.
Didn't everybody work for Lionel?
He
for Mr. Potter?
Yeah.
Right, so everybody worked for Mr. Potter, but they also didn't want to live in his slums. That was the whole point.
Well, he was the evil... Yeah.
And he controlled all the wages, and so people had to live in his shitty little homes. And so if they put their money into the savings and loan, they would give him a loan to go build a nice house.
In addition, redacted, stated that, in his opinion, this picture deliberately maligned the upper class, attempting to show people who had money were mean and despicable characters. He said that if he had made this picture portraying the banker, he would have shown this individual to have been following the rules as laid down by the state bank examiners.
Yeah, Mr. Potter.
In connection with making loans. So poor Mr. Potter. So they're saying that they could have softened the character Potter by, I'm just following the law. I'm just following the rules.
Well, if you remember the movie, he actually steals the money out of... Jimmy Stewart's longtime manager's there's a scene where Mr. Potter takes a pouch of money and puts it under his coat in his wheelchair.
Oh, I don't remember that. Yeah.
And the guy loses the deposit, and then the savings and loans loses all their money, and Jimmy Stewart has this amazing scene where he's like, where the fuck is the money?
They say the scene would not have suffered at all in portraying the banker as a man who was protecting funds put in his care by private individuals.
Don't you hate when non-creative types tell you how a scene would or would not suffer?
But listen to how evil that is.
Yeah.
Let's soften up the poor banker, because he's just doing his job, Ryan. He's
yes.
protecting the assets of these private individuals that were... they said that it was not necessary to make the banker such a mean character.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. What do you know about movies, you fucking asshole?
According to a media archive site, Aphelous, among the group
it's phallus.
Who produced the analytical tools that were used by the FBI in its analysis of It's a Wonderful Life was Ayn Rand.
Jesus. If you know what, that's a great one. If Ayn Rand wrote It's a Wonderful Life, that'd be a great sketch for Saturday Night Live. UCB types.
Yeah.
Groundlings.
Rand's group told the FBI, the purpose of the communists in Hollywood is not the production of political movies openly advocating communism. Their purpose is to corrupt non-political movies by introducing small, casual bits of propaganda into innocent stories, and to make people absorb the basic principles of collectivism.
Absorption!
By indirection and implication. You know, collectivism is that evil thing where people, help each other.
Hell yeah. Boring. Suck a dick. I got mine.
Few would take communism straight, but a constant stream of hints, lines, touches.
Ooh. Oh my God.
And suggestions battering the public from the screen will act like drops of water that split a rock if continued long enough. The rock that they are trying to split.
Oh yes.
Brian?
Yeah, what is it?
Is Americanism.
Oh, not Americanism. Not Americanism, not again. Come on. Quit splitting that rock.
This hag, Ayn Rand, a sociopath, a lunatic, somehow wrote a shitty novel. Read it. Please, people, read Ayn Rand. And if you read it and somehow get a little libertarian boner off of it.
Yeah.
Read it again as an adult and just read how shitty it is and self-serving and long and boring. It's not a great novel.
No. Really, or go build a, if you like that book, go build a bunker. Live in the middle of New Mexico all by yourself.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and this, I just don't understand this. I don't owe society anything. I don't owe the world anything. Society owes me. Me, 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 me.
That sucks. I can't believe they investigated that movie. That's amazing. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Crazy. So
I mean, it's actually not funny back then. I mean, shit. I mean, who's to say Ayn Rand, that memo would have found the right person in government and got them blackballed from Hollywood, Jimmy Stewart.
But it's the same with Christmas Carol, right?
Oh, yeah.
Evil banker.
Right.
Is he doing anything illegal? No. What does Scrooge do that's illegal? He's mean. He makes Cratchit work on the holidays.
He doesn't give him any coal.
He doesn't pay him shit.
Right.
But that's legal in that time because they didn't have any of those evil anti-capitalism law, Ryan, like minimum wage and shit and days off. And
they call it the Walmart
overtime.
Era.
Overtime. Right. Yeah. The good old days.
Speaking of Walmart, we got some gifts from my mom today that were
awesome.
Obviously purchased at Walmart, I think.
I'll be keeping my legs warm and starting to hate gay people at the same time.
Oh, yeah. My mom said that, well, we also got it. We got a Duck Dynasty throw.
I got a Duck Dynasty. It's got a big old picture of Phil Robertson on it, and it says happy, happy, happy.
Yeah, and then there's a Chia Pet.
It's an Uncle Si Chia Pet.
It's not Phil Robertson?
No, that's Uncle Si. That's the old guy.
Oh, okay.
But it's his beard. You spread the Chia goo on the beard.
I was thinking, if for our purpose, if we want, I mean, I was like, I could put sunglasses on him. He could be ZZ Top. But I guess to keep him, you know, Duck Dynasty. But my mom said that she would like that documented on our website. It's like to take pictures of the growth of the Chia.
Oh, okay. You know what we could do? We could do a time lapse.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
I'll set my camera up on a tripod.
Phil Robertson Chia Pet time lapse.
In front of it, yeah. Uncle Si.
Uncle Si. Uncle Si, right. Yeah. Jeez. Bunch of shitheads.
Now that's a woman. They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look, you wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick you up.
There you go. Phil Robertson, you know, yucking it up, doing his tight five about underage girl banging and marrying.
Oh my God. How could there be global warming, by the way, if Hawaii gets a Christmas blizzard?
Oh, what?
Christmas blizzard in Hawaii.
Wow.
Two big summits, whatever that means,
well,
on the mountains.
They have mountains, so I guess it would be colder up there.
But wait, what about global warming? 11,000 feet up. Is that high?
Yeah, that's kind of high.
That's pretty fucking high. So that's why that happened. Okay. Global warming still exists, okay? Science deniers.
Yeah, science deniers. We talked about the guy yesterday who nearly... By the way, ladies and gentlemen, be careful. Don't chug a quart of eggnog.
Gross.
The guy who was in the hospital for 3 days from dry drowning.
Horrendous.
He won a chugging contest. An eggnog chugging contest at work.
That was in the torture report.
And ended up three days in the hospital.
Good God. So, is he suing the eggnog company?
I would probably not. I mean, I think that's probably something that you
I would
know not to. It's probably not recommended.
A letter of intent?
Yeah, that drives me crazy, too. The kind of the over-nanny state a little bit.
Yeah.
Like putting things on the side of cartons, like, you know, don't drink this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, duh.
Yeah, of course.
Certain
you know
things.
That.
Like that idiot who spilled hot coffee in her lap from McDonald's at one time.
Oh, I love it, though.
And then
I love
ruined
that
it
story.
For everyone.
I love that story, though, because now she sued McDonald's. Anybody that gets any money out of McDonald's is a winner in my book. I think that's great, because fuck that corporation.
The interview.
Yes.
It says, according to Reuters, has been selling out most of the day.
Oh, my God.
Throughout America.
We got to get our tickets.
It opened in a smattering of theaters today, drawing moviegoers saying they supported the decision to open it. Crowds of theater were standing outside in some places.
It's playing a little theater across the street from where my parents are.
Oh, really?
Really close, yeah.
In Florida?
Yeah, wow. The interview. Yeah, it's only playing in three theaters in Florida. One is the Treehouse in Gulf Breeze. My cousin works there, so.
The movie was due to open in 320 small independent movie theaters across the United States of America, with many of the screenings having sold out yesterday already.
Oh, wow. Maybe this whole thing is bullshit. Maybe it's a big stunt.
People are calling The Interview a great, funny movie.
Okay. What does that mean?
One guy said, it's a farce of the highest level. I would equate it to something like Airplane or Hot Shots. You know, I mean, it's funny, but it's definitely nothing that could topple a monarchy.
Okay. Airplane, funny. Hot Shots, not funny. Okay, so now I'm confused. I think this movie probably sucks. Is it a farce? Is it like, is the comedy based in reality? Or is it like a Will Ferrell movie and everybody's like making funny faces?
And farting and
shit.
Is
it like Adam Sandler making faces?
I don't know. They're confident that they've been working closely with local law enforcement officials as far as security measures, as have all the other theaters that have been doing it. So
what is Kim Jong-un going to do? Send over, like, is there going to be is he going to, I don't know, finance a terrorist attack against these movie theaters that show
There are people saying that they still don't think it was really North Korea. That I read an article that the FBI has been wrong before.
Right.
And that a lot of people out there are saying, we don't really think this is North Korea that did it.
Oh, interesting.
North Korea says we didn't do it, but for some reason the FBI is claiming that they did it. We don't. Who knows?
Oh my God! I'd still rather see The Hobbit any day of the week than see James Flacco and Seth Rogen yuck it up on screen for $13. I mean, honestly, those movies. That's like, I watch it on Netflix. I'm not gonna go see that in a big screen. Why do you need to see his big fat face on an IMAX? What do you get out of that?
Yeah, right.
Oh, is it in 3D? Yeah, his big chin, amazing.
I'm just looking at just reading a headline.
Does James Flacco saw his own arm off in this movie in the interview?
I don't think so.
He doesn't get stuck in a hole and take out his arm.
Did you ever see that movie? That doesn't seem like it'd be one that you would.
Fuck no. Who would want to see that? Oh, what's the movie about? Oh, this guy. It's really great. He falls in a hole, and then his arm gets stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
And the rest of the movie is him sawing his arm off of his body so he can escape the hole. Okay. Sounds great.
Yeah, I think he's stuck for most of it, and then he at one point decides to
saw. Who wants to see that?
Well, I guess
this movie
is supposed to be good.
Tell me about
where
this movie takes place. In a hole. Ooh. Tell me about the hole. Fascinating.
It's James Franco by himself.
God, he must be a good... I mean, James Franco's a good actor. Right? You must be a good actor if you can carry a whole movie sitting in a fucking hole, sawing your arm off with a... What did he use? A knife?
I think so, yeah.
A little pin knife? Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do that. Would you be able to do that?
Probably not.
I wouldn't find myself in that situation either. Because, I'm not getting in a hole. for no fucking good reason. He was just this climber. Wait, yeah, I've been in plenty of those. Listen, this climber that the whatever, what was that movie called? Oh fuck, dude, where's my arm?
Yes, yeah. That is.
Who cares? It was about a climber who he didn't even have to be there. He was just quote unquote having fun. And he ended up in a hole, and he's like, oh, shit, now my arm's caught. Now I have to cut it off.
The, I never saw that one. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it.
It was nominated for an Oscar.
It was.
That's how to get nominated for an Oscar. Sit in a hole, cut your arm off.
2:55 p.m. on the West Coast right now, ladies and gentlemen. 5:55 on the East Coast if you're listening to us live. If not, it's a rerun.
Hola.
And 10 minutes ago... At 3:45 p.m., our mountain listeners, mountain time listeners.
Yes.
That's the average time, according to an article I'm reading right now, when Christmas Day relative rage kicks in.
Oh, right now.
About, on average, is 3:45 p.m.
They can't take it anymore.
There's a poll done that said that tantrums and post-eating fights usually kick in around 3:45 p.m.
Wow, that surprises me, because I would think we'd all be tired. You know, turkey, a tryptophan or whatever the fuck that is. I'm asleep. I'm asleep. Drool's coming out of my mouth. But then again, I've been drinking the whole time. Has the coffee worn off? Did I have coffee with dessert?
Well, right. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
Oh, I get it. I had coffee. Now I'm up a little bit. Time to, you know, waddle over to the bar, pour myself a rum and eggnog.
But now in mountain time in Denver and most of Colorado, yeah, they can get high, right? So they be able to adjust their hours now.
Right now it's
you
about...
You might be able to put up with your relatives a little bit longer.
Now it's time to address my third cousin's fucked up political views. That's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Your
libertarian cousin is talking to your Tea Party uncle.
Yeah.
And they're agreeing on a lot of shit.
I'm lucky. Most people in my family are pretty progressive. I'm surrounded by a bunch of hippies.
That's good.
That's really good. Yeah. Of course, I'm sure in there we got some, I do have some conservative relatives, distant a little bit. I do remember being very, very young, sitting at my grandmother's house, and an uncle of mine, a great, great uncle or something, who, by the way, was bitten in the arm by a brown recluse and nearly lost his arm. It's not like he was climbing in a fucking hole where he didn't have to be, and he caught his arm between two rocks. Like, oh, look at me. I'm so stupid. I cut my arm off. No. He was minding his own business, Anyway, his arm was saved, and he said in front of me, they were having some talking about evolution. He was like, I'm sorry. I just don't believe. I just can't accept that we evolved from the scums of monkeys. And then, listen to this.
The scums of monkeys?
I don't understand what that is. The scums of... Don't Google that. That sounds creepy. But,
it's monkey jizz, isn't it?
I guess. But that's a weird thing
but
to say.
But why would you evolve from jizz? Why would you evolve from
monkey? Listen. Let's sort of accept the fact that this guy might not be a rocket scientist.
I see.
He might not be a bioengineer, some bullshit, a geneticist. But anyway, I remember talking to my mom about it afterwards. I said something to the fact, I mean, Uncle so-and-so thinks that we didn't come from monkeys. I guess that'd be pretty crazy or something. I was young, and my mom was like, oh, no, We evolved from monkeys. My mom set me straight on evolution. She said my uncle didn't know what he was talking about.
There you go. Mom's an
the
educator.
Scums of monkeys. We did not come from the scums of monkeys.
Scums of monkeys.
Where did we come from then? Somebody's rib, I guess.
The scums of monkeys.
We came from the ark.
Popped out of a rib.
Yeah.
Well, the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
lady sides of us.
Ladies,
there is a story.
Speaking of ribs, by the way, I'm sorry, real quick. How many barbecue places in Florida do you think are named Adam's Rib? Over 100. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Per town.
Yeah, yeah. One per town.
This is on the a story on the Daily Mail. It says North Korea was not behind the Sony hack, according to multiple security experts who are discrediting FBI findings, revealing that a studio insider may be responsible.
Oh, shit.
I've heard that before where there might be a...
Is it a crime then?
Well, it's a crime either way.
Yeah. But it's not terrorism.
Well, yeah, right. Obama even called it President Barack Hussein Obama even called it a vandalism. Didn't he say that? They said somebody asked him if he considered it an act of war. Some of these reported questions, God, by the way.
Do you consider this an act of war? No, somebody hacked into the emails. We found out that nobody likes Angelina Jolie, okay? Shut up.
She's a
My
bitch.
God, I'm the president. Do you understand? Iran has nukes.
And we're shocked that some studio executives might be a little racist.
Sorry, I'm trying to cure AIDS. Can I get back to that?
They're saying that they don't know who it is.
Oh, God.
They think that
maybe it was James Flacco.
North Korea. Although, you know, Korea's internet went down.
I didn't think they had North Korea. I didn't think they had internet.
They have limited outside access. They restrict who gets access to it within. It's only available to the elite.
Ooh.
Because, you know, I guess communism. I thought communism doesn't produce elites.
Right. I thought everybody was working for the...
I guess it doesn't work that way. But only the elite get access to the internet and shit. And I guess somebody shut it down for a while. And I think they're still having problems.
Wow. So we're better hackers than the North Koreans.
Right.
That's good. I guess. Why don't we just hack ISIS? I don't understand that. Why don't we just hack the shit out of ISIS?
I'm sure
they can't operate.
ISIS probably isn't... You know, that active, I guess.
Online.
They take down the sites if they ever find any of those recruiting sites and shit like that. But and Anonymous is good at taking those things down too. Anonymous, there was an Anonymous group that put out some kind of a release and said, we know that it went to Sony. And it was like, you guys better release this movie. Don't be pussies. we both know it wasn't North Korea.
Wow. So, God, is Anonymous better at this shit than our government?
Well, who knows? They're nuts,
Jeez,
too.
God damn.
I mean, don't forget, these aren't... They do some good, but they're also... Some of them are batshit fucking
What
crazy.
Has Anonymous done that's bad? I can only think of good things. They got that rich kid that raped that girl. I mean...
Oh, those football players in... Was it Ohio?
Yeah.
Or whatever that they went after?
And those kids ended up getting prosecuted, right?
Or
at least tried for that crime.
Which may not have even happened.
Yeah.
They might have gotten away with it.
Yeah, if it weren't for Anonymous. So I'm trying to figure out what they do that's so bad. I mean, I guess they're a bunch of hackers.
Yeah.
Joining me now, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who's the host of Huckabee, right here on the Fox News Channel.
I wonder if Megyn Kelly's done. Oh, yesterday there was a guy, one of the fake Ted Cruz... Twitter accounts. Tweet us, by the way, during the show at Crab Diving. several fake Ted Cruz ones. He was live tweeting. You know, there was a Fox and Friends Christmas special.
Oh, my God. Was it today? Christmas morning?
I think it was yesterday.
With Elizabeth Hasselbeck? Was Tucker Carlson around the tree?
Well, one of his tweets, this guy that was live tweeting it. First of all, he said, one of his tweets is funny because he's like, I've been live tweeting this for an hour. I don't really know if I can handle much more of it.
We should do that. Crab Diving should live tweet some Fox shit.
You can't.
Just to make fun of it. Come on. That's what we do best.
Painful. But then people...
Make fun of people.
But then we have to make people watch it along with us.
But people click on our shit. That's all I care about. I mean, you know.
We could probably take a break here.
Sweet.
We've been going for about an hour. We'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and germs.
By the way, I just saw another picture of this zombie baby Jesus. It's really funny.
Oh, the zombie. Yeah, actually, go to Crab Diving.
It's so funny.
Go to crabdiving.com. We've got a picture of the zombie nativity scene.
Zombies are scary, man.
They're making the guy take down because of, you know, it's it takes up too much room.
Yeah, relax.
Nothing to do with all the people who got their panties in a knot because it ain't Jesus. Like, remember the guy who did it said it, his father is livid, hates it, and is blaming anything that's going wrong in the family
on the
fact that I just spilled my beer, goddammit, it's that fucking nativity scene.
What do you think Christmas is like for those guys? Do you think they've reached the moment of optimum rage?
I think 3:45 might be, you might need to go a little earlier with that family.
Get daddy another bourbon. Yeah, I think goddammit, you zombie fucking manger scene. Fucking asshole.
What should we play? I've got some songs. I don't know. Little Old Train. Let's start with that one.
Oh, that's a good one.
We'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Refill what you need to and empty what you need to.
Restock.
We'll be back. More crab diving Christmas.
Repurpose.
Ho, ho, fucking ho. We'll be back.
Sparkle season.
Couple of minutes.
Hey everyone, this Sparkle season you can join our struggle to entertain and inform here at the Crab Diving Network by buying all the crap you're going to buy for people at Amazon. If you click on the Amazon banner on the Crab Diving website or go through the link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission at no extra cost to you. Spread some seasonal joy as you help spread the crabs. Go to crabdiving.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop your asses off.
Christmas crap, everybody. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, live crab diving, hurling at you from Koreatown, USA, America.
Hola.
How is it going? Let me boost these levels up.
Levels boosted.
We have a caller on the line calling from the lovely center of the country. from Chicago, Illinois. This is Tony. Hey, Tony, how's it going?
Good. How's it going there? Merry Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Tony. Happy Festivus.
Same to you.
You got a big celebration going there?
No, today it's been kind of quiet today.
That's good. You know, sometimes that's better than the alternative.
This is true. It's been last night with the big festivities here. And then today's just been kicking back and watching Christmas movies.
How many people yesterday? You have like 14,000 people in your family.
Actually, we cut it down. It was only 12 people last night.
Oh, wow.
You cut it down. Does that mean you had to send some people letters? Snipers. And be like, sorry.
They had a sniper on the roof.
They
yeah.
shot him right before they walked in.
Yeah, it used to be the last time that we had everybody here, it was 52.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
That's all family.
Wow.
Immediate family.
Oh, okay.
You know, brothers, sisters, nieces, you know, there's 17 nieces and nephews.
Whoa. And
the girlfriends and spouses and...
And so spouses, girlfriends.
The Gumars. Okay.
And the spouses, girlfriends.
Yes, yes. And the mistresses and sisters, you know.
It's a very open family.
Are you guys Catholic?
Right. Very. I'm sorry?
Are you guys Catholic?
No.
Whatever. Did you go to Mass this year? Did your skin start burning?
No. No. I haven't been to Mass in... When did you leave Chicago?
Seriously?
Oh, wow.
10 years? Before 12 that. Years? Damn.
Before that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were still going and eating the Jesus cookie and stuff.
Oh, sure. You know, I always like to eat the flesh and drink the blood, you know.
No, I mean the Jesus stuff. Not that. A little zombie cannibalism for
right.
the season.
That's right. That's right, you know. A little bit of paganism in there, you know, and... Did you, Judaism, you know.
Did you send your alderman a Christmas card?
Yeah, I told him to go fuck himself, but yeah.
Why? Why? What's your problem
for those
with you?
Who don't know, right. Tony has a history of being, let's say if Tony's alderman in Chicago is a big asshole, Tony's a hemorrhoid on that asshole.
Yeah.
Always bothering that guy.
Actually, no, this year I didn't, because we changed aldermans, you know, and they're trying to change the wards again in Chicago here, and we're up for a new election, and new mayor, new alderman, and, you know, they want to change the map again, and it's Chicago. They got to change it so people don't know what they're doing.
Right.
You're not a, so, they're not a fan of Rahm Emanuel?
No, not at all.
Why? What's wrong?
You know, it's just like all these other idiots out there now, you know, they say that for everybody, but if you don't have money, you know, and you know, it's all for the North Shore, and anything other than that, forget it.
Yeah.
So,
Tony,
if you don't know, you know, it's all, you know, the downtown area and every other part of the city. Forget it. Screw you.
Tony lives.
So, no.
Actually, Tony lives not too far from the
like
Marquette Park area.
Oh.
Actually, I live 2 miles from Cook County Jail.
Oh, okay.
And but isn't kind of Marquette Park where everybody's killing everybody these days?
No, actually, it's further south.
Really?
It's and further east, out around Halstead, and or I should say further east than that, and like.
Oh, I'll bet I know. Like south of south of University of Chicago area?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that was bad 10 years ago.
In between my area yeah. and your old area where you grew up.
Right.
So, yeah, it's, you know, it's just guns. Who cares?
It's just what?
It's just guns. Who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
Who cares? You know.
Well, you guys have or had a strict gun law there, right?
We still do.
I thought they struck it down or something.
They're trying to get it overturned with the new state conceal and carry. They're trying to, I don't know if they did yet, but they're trying to say that it's unconstitutional.
What, the current gun law?
Yeah, because, you know, we should have the right to carry arms no matter where you go. You know, because everybody needs a gun here, you know. Everybody
yeah.
needs to carry one. Everybody needs to.
Seems like it's working out really well.
Yeah, you think?
Fuck you!
Because it's only the criminals that have them.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, hey, we were just talking about what were you saying right now, at this time right now, is when most people are getting in fights with their relatives.
Family rage, yeah.
Right, on Christmas.
3:45 p.m. is the average on Christmas when somebody's ready to kill somebody at Christmas.
Well, I can understand that.
A little earlier for you sometimes, maybe?
You got any good stories? Any good relative fights for
No, actually we've been pretty good lately. I mean,
lately.
Lately.
We'll go back.
You only had a dozen this year, right. So.
No, I mean, it's been quiet here in the last decade.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, but when the grandparents and the uncles and, you know, when everybody used to drink and sit in the backyard and for the holidays and, you know, come over here for the holidays, you know, everybody would be drinking and getting stupid. And
right.
Then it would be like, okay, let's fight.
Did you ever, I was telling Ryan that we kind of had rotating relatives who would leave pissed off.
Yeah.
Depending on the year. Did you have that too?
Well, after my... After my grandfather died from my mom's side, we didn't talk to people for almost 20 years.
Oh, wow.
You know?
But how were the Christmases with them before that, then?
Well, before then, you know, again, you would have, there was always the one relative who always, right after dinner, right before gifts were, you know, handed out, fight started, and then it was like, oh, all right, well, it must be time. Gotta go. You know,
see, Ryan,
you knew who it was, and it's like, okay.
You and your functional families, Ryan, you missed out on all the fun.
Right before gifts were handed out. I gotta say some shit.
Merry fucking Christmas.
I gotta get some shit off my chest. Wait. Where's my gift?
Yeah. Before I open this goddamn shaving cream warmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you how I feel about you.
Actually, I did buy one of those for somebody.
So did I. My dad, when I was a kid, I'm sure I bought him one of those fucking things.
So everybody, your Christmas was good over there, guys?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
It was good.
Yeah.
Touched all the bases.
That's right.
The even had the kid experience a little bit.
Rented a child for an hour or so.
Yeah, we
built some toys with him.
There's a service. You can rent a kid. And
yeah. I tried to play tetherball.
You're talking about the goat, right?
Yeah, right. That's my date for later.
Oh, really?
The goat, I mean.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I went to a friend's this morning, and she's got a kid who's way into, you know, fucking Legos, man. I don't know how much yours was, Ryan. Mine was 326 pieces that I had to put together.
My book was 60-some-odd pages.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy. We were just slave labor, really.
And then I went to play tetherball, and I got hit in the face with the stupid tetherball.
You got kicked in the balls, too.
And I got kicked in the balls by a kid. I was like, all right.
Merry Christmas.
It's time to go.
Where's my present?
Yeah. Let me get my shit. We were saying the funniest thing is when people are packing up their leftovers pissed off. That's the best.
Yeah. Fuck you. I hate you. Can I have a little more of that gravy?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, a little bit more. Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, Uncle Joe didn't make it today. Can we get a plate for him?
Oh, yeah, they're lying.
Oh, yeah.
We have congratulations for Tony. He's now,
yes?
Are you officially certified?
I thought you say circumcised. Congratulations.
Well, that probably happened a while ago, but... Gross.
I still haven't gotten my license in, but I applied for my license for a massage therapist, so I finished the course and got all the regulated hours.
Now, I remember a mutual friend of ours who has called the show occasionally, Bill.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Ness?
He was a massage therapist
Oh, okay.
for a while, one of his 80 careers that he's had.
Now he's a doomsday prepper.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, he grows his own food and they have chickens and shit.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But not for that reason. He's a tree-hugging, greeny liberal.
Good for him.
But I remember Bill Ness, the school that he went to for massage therapy, they also taught, like, a bunch of spiritual stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
No.
Like, do you have any? Do you have any crystals?
Smudge potting and adjusting auras and bullshit and things like that. Do you know how to adjust someone's aura?
No.
From the inside?
But I'm willing to learn.
Yeah.
can you release my chakra?
Yeah.
Only if I have a substance or two.
Did they have a class, or did they ever mention what to do if a dude gets a boner?
Yeah. What are you supposed to do?
Walk out the room.
Oh, really? Is that really?
Really.
What do you say? Like, sorry, I got to leave.
You know what? I'll let's take care of that. Got to go.
They don't tell you that you should say, I would love to take care of that.
No, I said, I'll let you take care of that.
Oh, I'll let you. I thought you said, I'd love to take care of that.
No.
That's customer service.
Yeah.
Hey, I would love to help you with that, but I just
can't.
Shit, man.
Make some great tips.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with massage therapy nowadays. Nobody still thinks of the happy endings.
Rub and tug.
Yeah. Not for me, sorry. Can't do it.
Yeah. But you give,
there's a prize.
You give, yeah, how much?
Oh, see, he's thinking.
<Uh-oh>.
That was not a no. he's figuring out how many zeros are involved.
You know what my saying is, you know, there's always a price.
Right.
Everybody's got their price. It's, you know, everybody says, well, I'd never do that. I go, yeah, you would.
$10,000, you could buy a lot of Purell.
Right.
If you just toss somebody off.
You know, you couldn't do it legally, but I wouldn't do it legally, you know, but.
Right.
But yeah, so it's going good. And yeah, there are other things here, you know, with the whole chakra cleansing and the whole Reiki belief that, you know, you clean your zones out.
Oh, yeah. I just cleaned my zone out.
Brian knows how that is.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
What kind of massage do you do, though? Like, what's your specialty?
I don't have one.
Well, then, okay.
I don't have one.
Prostate?
No. But I could do Swedish. I could do trigger point. I could do fascial release.
What? What's it called?
Fascia release. It's where your skin. A lot of it is your skin is just too tight.
Oh, okay.
For your muscles.
Oh, okay.
And you need to loosen the skin up.
Oh wow! Well,
there you go.
Oh shit!
And I'm not talking about foreskin for you.
No, no, no.
So, but yeah, you
my foreskin's tight. I'm sorry. My sac is a little too tight from my enormous, impressive balls. I'd love to take care of that. I just can't.
Yeah, I know you would.
Hey, you got a price.
Now listen, everybody in Chicago.
There is no price.
Whoever's listening in Chicago, go see Tony.
Right.
Pay him to rub you.
How does it work, though? Do you go get a job at a massage clinic, or do you open your own business?
You could do both.
Okay.
You could do both. You could work in, not the ones off the alley that you're used to.
Okay.
But you can go to a clinic, you go to a spa, you can go to a hotel.
A lot of chiropractors, a lot of people, they work hand in hand.
Chiropractors, physical therapists.
Yeah. I heard they're going to have massage therapists on United Airlines flights.
That'd be great.
That'd be a good idea.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. Could you imagine? How would that work? In the aisle, you whip out a massage table?
Strictly first class.
Oh, yeah.
Some TV shows have a massage therapist on staff.
No, that's good, because that's hard work. That's amazing.
Well,
they had one
at... People think it's foo-foo, but it's a...
They have one at General
Hospital. Oh, no, no. I mean, I think massage therapy is hard work, but the idea that someone shooting a television show needs a massage is a little ridiculous to me. Somebody working in a coal mine needs a massage.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, doing a radio show.
Oh, yeah.
It's very stressful.
It is.
Oh, you have no idea.
It is. Mm. You don't know how we come up with this magic.
Man, I... Jesus, Tony, how do you not, when you're massaging someone, how do you not just break them in half?
Tony's a big guy.
I know.
Yeah. Well, it's with the practice, just like everything else, anything else.
Did you kill anybody while you were learning?
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Snap.
You know, I did tell you, you know, forgive the pressure. If it's too hard, let me know.
Oh, fuck.
Let me know.
Oh, my God. Do you practice, you know, like there's a CPR dummy? Do you have a massage dummy?
No,
you practice?
No. You have to practice on real people because you'll never learn. Just like anything else, you got to know what the touch is.
You can't practice on a blow up doll.
Not that.
No.
Did you learn about animals at all? Because you know they
no.
Like people out here are fucking massaging animals.
Can you massage my cat?
We talked about it. That's a big field.
Oh my! It shut is. The fuck up.
It's a very big field
and growing,
especially like you know racehorses and your dogs and stuff that they race.
Yeah,
it's like sports massage.
The greyhound.
Money on that.
You gotta massage a greyhound.
And well, out here it's women with giant plumped up lips and giant plumped up tits that are taking their little their little purse-sized dogs.
Well,
yeah,
you know Mike Tyson. You know when he trained those passenger pigeons, they would massage the pigeons.
He did.
Yes.
My pigeon's got a sore wing.
Well, excuse me.
Oh, are you taking a hit?
Yes.
Wait, do you guys have medical marijuana there yet in Illinois?
We're getting it. Oh. It should start. It's passed. I guess the first. We're supposed to. I think the first is when it's supposed to be legal.
Oh, there
you. They're still working on how many clinics they could have here,
okay.
And where they could be at.
Okay. Are you excited?
Again, they're already starting to try to overturn it.
God damn!
Because you know, it's just not safe.
God. But what about all those liquor stores?
Right.
I agree. You know what do you do with liquor stores? The same thing you do with everything else.
Yeah.
You know. you guys are big potheads. So
how dare you?
Okay.
I have a medical condition.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Right. Yeah, we're tremendous potheads. How's that?
Tremendous potheads.
How's that? What did you make your good year?
Yeah,
I did not. I have to make it. I didn't make it this year yet. But once I do make it, I will send you guys a bottle.
Tony makes some stuff that is
Christmas pudding.
Legendary. It really is like pudding in a bottle,
right?
Made with Everclear,
and it makes you makes you happy,
which is Everclear. Basically,
well, it's better tasting than Everclear.
You're right, Spiritus. And he also made like a blueberry or a...
I made it's a blueberry. It's made of the same alcohol, but it's made with blueberry. A lot of people make it with honey.
See, I think that
berries.
Shit is more evil because there was one time I remember stopping by your house, and I was like there for a half an hour. I was going to stop by and say hi, and I lost the whole afternoon because he whipped out a couple of shots of that blueberry shit, and I was like, I can't
You ended up face down in the pool.
<It was. laughs> Suddenly he's telling me my skin's too tight.
Oh, yeah. Let me loosen this skin for you.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
I would love to take care of that. However...
It'll cost you.
Right.
I got a price.
Well, shit, man. Thanks for calling. You got to call in more often. Let us know what's going on in the old stomping ground, Chicago.
Yeah, you're
I will. You know, it's nice and warm out here now. So
you're
40.
I think it's 40, 38,
40. Oh, shit. You're our Chicago crab diving correspondent.
Yeah, it's nice out here now. I mean, we're walking in a T-shirt this morning.
Oh, really?
You know? And it's temperature's supposed to drop next week in the teens next
oh,
week.
Fuck
oh,
that.
Jesus,
oh, my
fuck
God.
Fuck that.
There's
yeah.
nothing, it's nothing colder than Chicago in February. I mean, oh, my God.
It's yeah, it's ball-chillingly cold. It's
yes.
horrible.
Oh, yeah.
I don't miss that shit. I miss Chicago. Yeah. I miss the people. I miss the town. But that
right.
whole temperature thing,
yeah,
not so much.
Well, guys, have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, man.
Great talking to you guys.
You too. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for calling,
we
Tony.
Will.
Take care, man.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Tony.
That was awesome.
From Chicago, Illinois, an old family. My oldest friend. I mean, my longest
yeah.
friend, like,
ever.
30 years plus,
we gotta,
I would say.
Damn, we got to get him out here. Hang out for a week. That would be fun.
Tony's,
do the show.
Tony's fun, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Living on the south side of Chicago his whole life.
It cracks me up. I really thought he said, when you asked him about what happens if somebody gets a hard-on during the massage, he says, I'd love to take
So did I.
I'd love to take care of that, but I can't. He just walks out of the room like no one says that.
I'll let you take care of that. That's not even great. I thought you're just supposed to ignore it. Like, if somebody throws bone, you just say, well, you know, it happens, and you just ignore it. But are you supposed to, I'll let you take care of it. You don't want somebody in there snapping one off, and then you got to go back in there and rub them?
No, it's all gross. I don't think that's the idea either. I think you just leave. But if it's your table, if it's your massage table, I don't know how that works.
Who knows what's going on? Tony calling in from Chicago, Illinois.
Not a big fan of the politics there, the government in Chicago.
Never has he been a big fan of
not a fan of the mayor.
He's been battling. Tony has been the Cliven Bundy of that part of town, because he's been disputing the having to pay a permit to park.
Yeah, by your house.
In front of his own house.
That is bullshit.
It's one of these zone permit zone areas where if you live in the area, they make you pay X number a year, a month, whatever.
I mean, it's really not that much, I don't think. But the bullshit thing of it is that, you know, here they have permit parking, but I don't think you have to pay. Because
you just have to live in that area.
It's not supposed to be an income grab. It's supposed to be something that helps the people that live there.
Find parking.
Yeah, for your own fucking house. Right. As opposed to people who are, you know, hanging out there. I don't know. Visiting. You shouldn't have to pay to park in front of your own house.
So Tony had Alderman Burke, who was a guy that was there for 1,000 years, entrenched along with the dailies as, you know, just one of the lifelong politicians.
He'd not get along
with
him.
He would go, Tony would get these tickets and he'd rip them up and he'd put them in a mail. He'd mail them to the alderman. I'm not paying these.
Mail them to the alderman.
Oh, God, yeah. And something else to do with taxes or something. I think they just finally just ignored him. Like, they just let him. I think they finally gave up.
He told me, well, allegedly, someone told me that someone might have. You know how you save parking spaces in Chicago after it snows?
Yeah, with the folding chairs?
It's actually a big problem. Right after the snow, the streets, after a huge snow, when the streets get plowed and then you dig yourself out and you leave, sometimes people put something there to save their space.
It's shitty.
It is shitty.
Well,
but
I mean, if you dig it out, though, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, there's a couple of ways to think about it. Well, one time, Tony dug himself out of his spot, put something in the spot to save it, came back, and someone was parked in it.
Uh-oh.
He might have got the water hose out.
Oh, did he?
I swear to God.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it's not true. You tell me he might do this.
The statute of limitations might have gone out of
Oh, well, anyway.
We've
sprayed their, you know, sprayed water in and freeze their car in the space.
Speaking of spraying, if you go to Facebook.com, one of the stories that we have up there. Join the conversations. Like us, love us, share us, spread the crabs.
We are here.
Give us a call if you like. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS. We're here for, you know, another 25 minutes or so. Live for y'all. Then we'll be running this as a rerun right after this. If you're listening live, if it's 334, 335-ish on the West Coast, Then right after the show is an episode of The Cantilinguist.
Learn about weed.
Otherwise, listening to a rerun, and who knows what the hell's after the show. It could be another rerun of us. It could be something else.
You never know. By the way, I don't know if we've had Uncle Nipples news lately.
Vladimir Putin?
Did you see this headline? Putin calls for a vodka price freeze.
Uh-oh, a lot of shit going on over there.
The state-mandated minimum price of vodka has risen 30% since 2013. Well, good for him. That's one good thing he does.
Well, the ruble is shit right now over there, so he's having some economic problems.
God, they had an emergency meeting about this.
It's important shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He called on relevant agencies to give consideration to a vodka price cap. The current state-mandated minimum price for a half liter of vodka, about 17 ounces, currently stands at $4.12, a 30% increase over the price in 2013.
Wow, that's a pretty big
seems
price.
Seems cheap,
actually.
Doesn't it? I mean, for here.
Yeah, but, you know.
Is it good vodka? I mean, is all Russian vodka good vodka?
Probably not. Probably like here. There's a spectrum.
Can you get bad whiskey in Ireland?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Shit. I would just assume any vodka I was drinking in Russia was fucking delicious, you know? I don't know.
I've got a story out of, he's not Russian. I think he might be Polish or whatever. Roman Polanski, we've talked about him before.
Yes.
You know, poor Roman Polanski. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Well, on Wednesday, which was yesterday.
Yes.
And Christmas Eve, a Los Angeles judge refused to reopen the case of filmmaker Roman Polanski, who pleaded guilty in 1977 to raping a 13-year-old.
Hey, here's your Oscar.
And then he bailed before he was sentenced.
Right.
So that's what happened. He had pled guilty and then left the country.
Bill Cosby is like, what an amateur.
Right.
You did it once, you get busted.
One.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Judge James Brandlin turned down a request from Polanski's lawyers who want a new hearing to try to close the case on some kind of procedural grounds.
There's no proof that he didn't do it. There's just some,
right?
Some shenanigans with the filing or something. No,
he pleaded in 77. He pleaded guilty to unlawful sex with a minor, which is now statutory rape, avoiding a trial. But then he fled the country because he was worried that the judge at the time was. I think they had talked about some kind of a plea deal, and then the judge was.
Oh, my God. There was a crazy story about that.
Wasn't he worried the judge was going to switch the sentencing or something?
Right.
I don't remember. But so he's been running around. He hasn't been able to come back to the United States.
It's sad. He's having to live in Paris.
And the U.S. is, yeah.
He's stuck in Paris.
He's stuck in the rest of the world.
He's so rich.
Unlike George Bush or unlike Dick Cheney or Condoleezza, who may not be able to leave the country.
Right.
Depending on what's going on. Did you hear... I want to say either Sweden or Switzerland.
Yeah.
But
Borsky.
Georgie, the toe painter.
Don't mess George. With Texas.
George Bush, our former president.
Yeah.
Not the dad, who might still be in the hospital. We wish him well.
Right. Good luck.
George the dummy junior.
Don't mess with Texas.
Yeah, we did that. That he has canceled the trip. To whichever country. It was one of those Scando countries.
Yeah, he didn't want to go.
Because, right, he's worried that they may arrest him.
Oh, my God.
For war crimes.
What the fuck was he... What would George Bush do in Sweden anyway, or some Scandinavian?
He was going to speak at some deal. Oh,
that's a shame. I would love to hear a tape of the speech. That is the shame of the Obama presidency. You know? There's just no good George Bush flubs anymore. There's just not any.
Right.
He never speaks. God damn it.
There's that, just a long list of all the horrible things.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country. And to the C students. I say, You too can be president of the United States.
But, and there's so much more. How many of those are there of Obama?
You are under arrest. None.
There's how not. Many times has Obama said something?
He fucked up.
Stupid.
What is it? No, let's think about it. When was there a big Obama flub?
I mean, he stretched the truth a little with the, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan.
Right.
But.
Whatever. Did he say mission accomplished?
But there were no, but there haven't been any, like, foot in the mouth kind of things, like Bush. Those are left to Biden.
Right. Well, then Biden doesn't really have any flubs. He just, every once in a while, the mic's hot, and he just says exactly what he means, and then we all hear it. Right. And he's like, ah, fuck this guy. And he talks about how shitty Newark Airport is.
And nobody's talking about Biden. That's what's so weird for 2016. You know, everybody's saying Hillary, Hillary, and maybe Bernie Sanders, and they're trying to get Elizabeth Warren to run. Nobody mentions Joe Biden. He hasn't bowed out. He hasn't.
Yeah. He's vice fucking president, man.
Who has run for president in the past.
What about me?
Yeah. I just had a back event.
Oh, really? You're right.
I just had a twinge in my
back. Oh, get Tony on the phone.
So yeah, I do. I need my fascia released.
Tell him to be careful. Not too much pressure. If it hurts, I'm sorry.
Oh. Was that your neck? Sorry. So that is what is going on there. I forgot it. Even what I was talking about, I feel like I just got stabbed in the back.
That sucks, man.
Did you see on our Facebook, by the way, I was talking about our Facebook, there's a picture, and I just found another picture of some in Italy.
Yeah.
Police in northern Italy.
Oh, yes.
Have seized two animals. From a circus, that they said were pandas.
Uh-oh, they aren't.
But actually, they were chow chow dogs dyed black and white.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, that's probably better, right? It's better that it's chow chow dogs and not a panda in a circus. By the way, there's no way a panda would be allowed in a circus.
Well, and there's some tiny little shitty circus traveling around Italy.
Oh, we got pandas. Chow chow dog. Is there a picture?
They had environmental police visited the circus on Friday in Brescia. They discovered that officials were charging children to have their picture taken with two, quote, pandas.
I might believe that.
That were actually chow. Come on.
I mean, look, no. Look.
It's a good dye job. If you go, well, it's, well, we got one picture up on our Facebook. And there's another one that was tweeted out. We'll put another picture out there that they had. It is a really good dye job. And the two,
you know,
puppy pandas, or the two puppy chows.
Yeah.
They do look a little panda-like.
I mean, I can see how you would think maybe that's a dog. It's not bad.
There was one male, one female. They appear to be good health. They said the dogs have unusually watery eyes that are probably the result of being exposed to too many constant camera flashes.
You're taking too many pictures of these fucking dogs.
Police said, get this, the owner of the circus told customers that were suspicious. So apparently even some people were like, is that a panda? Is that really a panda?
That's not a dog, is it?
He said that the animals were half panda, half dog hybrids.
Okay, well, we have some questions. How did it happen?
He's facing charges.
Just let him go.
Defrauding customers and of animal abuse.
Oh, he abused the chows.
To dye animals.
Well, I mean, maybe they weren't treating the dogs properly, I guess.
And
the panda
they must
hybrid.
Be from a different country because it said charges could also stem from false information on the animals' passports.
Oh, my God.
Do you get passports for dogs?
Would Kate have a passport?
I don't know. I never thought about it.
Papers, please.
Police said the dogs are 6 months younger than claimed in documents.
Well, okay. To me, I'm like, well, fuck off. All right. Who knows how old a dog is? That's not an issue. The issue is that ain't a panda.
It's not a panda.
But the brilliant thing about that is they can just travel around and they're only dealing with a dog.
Yes.
I imagine in customs it's more difficult if you have like a panda in tow.
I would think probably.
It's a panda. Like, yeah. There's like five pandas, right? It's not a lot of pandas.
There's not a lot. They're very
what else do they have injured in this circus that's a chow dog? They got a... Well, don't people have lions that they pretend to be like chow dogs and stuff? Like chow dogs that they pretend are
they
lions.
They did that in China.
Oh, yeah.
They took chow dogs and they shaved them down so that they just had manes. And they tried to pass them off.
Poor fucking dogs.
The poor chows. The
chows are like, God, you know what my dream is? To be owned and thought of as who I am.
Yeah.
I'm a chow.
The greyhound's like, nobody does that to us, motherfucker.
I am a chow. I am not a panda.
I'm not a panda.
I am not a lion. I am not a wildebeest.
Yeah, I'm not an animal. I'll put pictures up on our Facebook of, maybe I'll even put up the Italian newspaper. You can practice your Italian.
Oui, oui. What do you say? What's yes?
Cani ciao ciao truccati de panda.
Hey.
Blitz della forstale al cerco orfi. There you go.
El panda.
What have I got here now? I've got a story. Not really prepared here today.
Oh, here's a story.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you have a Christmas story?
No.
Dog chases ambulance carrying owner in Brazil.
Oh, I saw that one. Oh, yeah, it's really sad.
Oh, why?
Because the dog chased... The owner was being taken away in an ambulance, and the dog followed it and chased it. Oh, you know, we didn't talk about this. I had the story from a few days ago. And fucking Coulter.
Oh, yes.
I hate to ruin anyone's Christmas by mentioning that hag.
Right.
But she was discussing this recent shit that went on with Rolling Stones, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where they did that story about the rape that may not have been a rape.
They didn't do a lot of journalism.
Right.
Checking up.
She was talking about this alleged gang rape, which allegedly occurred at the University of Virginia. Frat house, says the female victim's story fell apart after the article. After generating worldwide attention, Rolling Stone finally backtracked because of, like you said, bad reporting.
Right.
Coulter says that the incident just shows that there's no campus rape problem. Proves it.
Right.
She further said that kind of unless a victim, quote, gets hit on the head of a brick with a brick.
Oh, I see.
It's not a legitimate rape.
Good God.
People know what a rape is, she said. And to have girls trying to get attention.
Oh, my God.
From Lena Dunham to this poor psychotic at UVA. Lady Gaga claiming she was raped, but she didn't admit it to herself for 5 years. What major crime do people say I didn't admit it to myself?
Oh, my God.
Maybe crimes where you were violated, you stupid.
Isn't she a woman, though? I mean, you know, I don't know.
No.
Some empathy there.
Nothing human about her.
Wow. That's crazy.
In the second part of the interview, she continues denying there's a campus rape. She somehow blames liberals like Clintons and Kennedys for rape culture. She's just a hag. She's
I thought we blamed rapists for rape culture.
No. You blame those hoary women for wearing short skirts and shit. Remember Dr. Keith Abloh, Ryan?
Oh, yes.
Said that he was pissed about these huas and these hussies on campus. Wearing yoga pants.
Oh, my God.
And nothing else.
Just my stupid son can't concentrate.
Because my son can't. My son's trying to learn, and you're distracting him with your supple ass cheeks moving side to side.
Oh, God. Let me give you a massage. Listen, I'd love to take care of that. I can't. I'm sorry.
You're right.
I got a price.
We talked about this horrible shooting, too. There's been another shooting in Missouri. This is 18-year-old Antonio Martin, killed by Popo at a gas station. They're saying that Antonio Martin pulled a gun
right
on the police officer. But questions are emerging, Ryan, from this one. I know it's hard to believe because conflicting details are starting to come out. Some witnesses are claiming that he was not armed. But the police chief said that he was. The unidentified officer so far was in imminent danger and used what, quote, he felt was appropriate force at the time. Mm. They said they found a loaded 9mm handgun at the scene. Surveillance footage from the gas station shows Martin lifting up his arm toward the unidentified officer. It's hard to tell from the video, however, because it takes place in a far-off corner of the video.
Why don't they just check the body cam?
And then they cut off the video before he shoots him. Now, the police said they do that. They did that out of deference to the family.
Right.
Because they didn't want to show that. But they're okay with Eric Garner being choked to death and pleading for his life.
But that's totally...
They're okay...
I mean, that's a different police department, too.
Right, right, right. They said that with this officer also had been issued a body cam.
Oh.
Didn't want to wear it.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, God, if I was a cop, I'd be like, give me a fucking body cam so when something horrible happens, I can say, hey, look.
The officer was given a body camera during his shift, but was not wearing it at the time of the shooting.
Did they require him to wear it?
The car that he was driving was also equipped with a dashboard camera, which was inactivated.
Oh, my God.
The police chief said officers aren't used to the new technology.
What? Just turn it on. Just turn it the fuck on. I guarantee you it's not hard.
And he said, you know, the footage we have from the gas station's pretty good.
I mean, I'm sorry. That is just fucking suspicious as hell.
There are also reports that, and this is what seems to be happening on a lot of these shootings. It happened with that 12-year-old kid, Tamir Rice, that got killed.
Yeah.
They said it happened with Michael Brown, and that it also happened with this guy, that Antonio Martin, that they were still breathing, and nobody called EMS.
Oh my God, for
long periods of time. They said that they left Martin's body on the street for 2 hours.
That's insane.
Mike Brown was there for 4 hours in the hot sun, and they wouldn't cover his body with a blanket. So his parents were standing there looking at his dead body.
And they couldn't go over there or anything.
They wouldn't let him near it. And really, how ghoulish and how...
Oh, they're assholes.
Disgusting. He said that the officer who shot him called EMS to the scene, but he wouldn't clarify when they arrived. But some witnesses said it took up to 90 minutes for EMS to show up.
Oh, my God. Why does it take so long? Because they waited so long to call.
Possibly. Who knows? So, again, even this is a justified shooting, if the guy did pull a camera, we'd know. How would we know better? You know how we'd know better?
If he had a fucking camera.
If he'd put his fucking camera on.
Yeah.
If he had had his body camera on, we would have seen Antonio Martin aim a gun at him.
Yeah.
And there would be no questions right now. But because this shithead cop...
Right.
These cops don't get it. They don't get this body camera thing, that it's going to save them.
And don't they understand that they're kind of on notice? Like, they're sort of on notice right now. Cops are in general.
You heard that asshole.
No one trusts you.
Patrick Lynch, that cartoon character in New York, the guy that heads the police beneficent association or whatever, that guy in New York who was like, this war has been declared on us.
This guy's a cartoon
character. We're going to respond appropriately. Like a fucking Batman movie.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't think the cops get that they're on notice.
That's crazy.
I tweeted out something last night. It was like, there was an article that went out about, the headline said, because of this incident, you know, the debate over body cams continues. And I tweeted out, there is no debate about body cameras, that we, the people, want them to wear body cameras. Police work for us. End of story.
Fuck yeah.
Why are we having a debate?
I don't know.
With these people? Why are it's not going to endanger their lives at all. It's not like we're asking them to do something horrible. We want them to be accountable. And they're saying no?
You think of all the other jobs where you're so fucking accountable.
Right.
Jesus.
And you've got the power of life and death in your hands. You should be
absolutely
much higher scrutiny.
And it's not like they aren't protected by a very strong union.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Terrifyingly strong in some areas, and I'm a union guy.
Don't they? And then everybody's scared too. Everyone's scared of you.
Right.
They're scared of being shot if you're not white.
Yeah.
Every time, you know? So
exactly.
Or if you want to keep it like that, if you want to keep the people you protect terrified of you, go ahead. Don't wear a body cam. Be a dick.
And both of the PolitiFacts, by the way, you remember the taint liquor, Rudy Giuliani.
Taint liquor?
Hashtag 9/11. I mean, he's got it tattooed on his forehead just about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't forget, I was in charge of 9/11. I was great. You know, he was around saying that Obama was responsible for the deaths of these two police officers.
That was nice of him. They take time out of his day to say that.
Parade him out on fucking Fox, faux news. And saying that Obama basically told everyone to hate the police. Well, both.
I remember that press conference.
Like PolitiFact and was it the Washington Post? Who comes out with the Pinocchios?
I don't know. Actually, Obama quoted NWA. He said, fuck the police.
Whoever does those political fact-checking kind of things, both of them, I know PolitiFact is one of them, gave it a pants on fire.
Liar, liar.
And four Pinocchios from the Post to Rudy Giuliani for that bullshit that's going around. But everybody's retweeting him. Everybody on the right, everybody's retweeting him. Everybody's having him
it's
on their
thing
shows.
Where it's like, it almost doesn't matter if it's true or not. If it's retweeted enough and shared enough, then it's true to some people.
Obama's a Muslim.
That makes it valid. damn.
Exactly.
I'm fucked up.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, actually, it's about that time. We've been here, went fast today. Christmas.
Yes.
Our very special Christmas show here. A couple of baby Matheists.
Ho, ho, ho.
Sharing some Christmas cheer with you all.
Sparkle season.
We will be back tomorrow.
Yes.
At our usual time, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
For sure.
5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, you can listen to us every weekday at that time live here on the network. 24/7 entertainment for you all on the Crab Diving Network. Just check out what's going on, crabdiving.com/listen or /live at any time. If you're going to buy shit on Amazon, go to amazon.com through our portal on Crab Diving and buy shit. You get a little taste.
Oh, yes.
Whatever. Follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. We're on Facebook, Google Plus, Instagram,
Tumblr.
Pinterest, Tumblr.
I always forget Tumblr.
Shared crabs, love crabs, spread crabs.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer, follow him on the Twitter machine, at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience, oh so vile.
And check everything about us out on crabdiving.com. Past episodes of this great show and all the other entertainment here on the network is available there or on iTunes or on Stitcher.
Yay!
It's past 3:45. I guess in Hawaii, an hour, everybody will start killing each other for
Aloha.
Christmas.
Aloha. Yeah.
But so you guys
enjoy the snow out there, Hawaii.
Hopefully your angry relatives have already left and you're drinking and smoking weed and having fun for the
rest
of Christmas.
Shove poi down their throat.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.